opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1-1. Pitch. Anthony drives one high into center field. This thing is back at the wall! A two-run homer to straightaway center, and it is 5-1 Red Sox. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Ground ball on the right side. Gonzalez gloves. He throws to first. In time, game over. The Red Sox roll continues. They beat the Rockies 9-3. Roman Anthony's first Fenway homer. Sadon and Romy tack him on. And Richard Fitz, his first major league win.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. A reminder, a lot of ways you can tune in to Jones and Keefe. You can stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That was Will Fleming. The call last night, Red Sox win again. 9 more runs, 14 more hits, 4 in a row. Yep, it's bad competition. Nationals stink. Rockies somehow are even worse.
Yeah, they're rough.
But the Red Sox continue to roll offensively. Will Fleming, by the way, with some good intel on Rafael Devers, which we'll get to coming up. Just real quick. Anything else coming out from the Brad Stevens press conference? I haven't seen anything new, Keith. He said he confirmed they made all their trades to get under the second apron, which we knew, but it was interesting for him to confirm it. Al Horford unlikely to return at this point. And he said the most important acquisition we're going to make in the next couple of years is getting Jason Tatum out of a boot. So I would say none of that is really encouraging.
No.
The owner's cheaping out. Horford ain't coming back, and Tatum is the next big move a whole year from now. None of that's encouraging.
Yeah, we're basically not making any good moves this year. We can't. So I've always wondered this, like, what is Brad Stevens' long-term plan? Does Brad Stevens want to do this for a long time? He's great at it. He's way better than I thought he was going to be. We all thought it was a strange move when they fired Danny Ainge and just promoted Brad Stevens. We're like, he's never done this before.
Oh,
like,
I thought he was going to be miserable at it.
It's great. Turns out he's great. But he's almost too good. He built too good of a roster where the roster was too expensive, and now his new boss is saying, get rid of this expensive roster. He's like, well, I literally just built you a championship team, and you don't want that? You won't pay for the championship team? Okay. So now he's got a... And I don't believe him that, like, the second apron snuck up on him or anything like that when he said that, like, a week ago. But now he has to go and change the roster, and he's like, I still want to win, but I can't. I'm kind of handcuffed now. So a couple of things could be in play. Like, maybe he says, you know what, I am going to go back to coaching now. Or he says, I'm going to go somewhere where they let me make moves that I want to make. Like, I don't know what, like, his long-term plan is, but I can't imagine he's really enjoying this offseason as compared to the previous two or three.
If you would have asked me this even a couple of months ago, I'd be like, he's not leaving this job. This is a cushy gig, and he has a high-end roster. You know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are healthy, even if they have to do some maneuvering long-term with the second apron and the new ownership, et cetera. But now I could see that more. I can't. A lot of guys don't go back to coaching when they leave and go to like the executive world. I'm not saying it never happens.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think once you get to that world and you're away from the day to day grind, never mind the world of college. I don't think he's ever going back to college with recruiting and NIL Indiana. And all those headaches. I don't see it.
I think
he'd coach the Pacers, not that Carlisle's going anywhere.
Oh, right.
Before he coached, you know, Indiana. I think he'd take another NBA job if he was ever going to go back to coaching. But yeah, maybe he's turned off by this experience, or maybe Keithy likes the challenge. I have no idea.
Maybe he does, but it's almost like, I don't know. It's beyond a challenge where you're like, we already have these players that you clearly want, and I'm telling you to get rid of these players, and then he can't really do much else. Like, Al Horford's a good example because he coached him, and then he saw him leave, and then the first move he made when he took over was getting Horford back.
Brought him back.
So he wants Horford, and he was told that you can only offer him this amount. So you offered him that amount. Horford said, I'm not going to play for that. And he's like, all right, here's a guy I could have had if you let me actually sign him, but I can't. And then now, you know, obviously Tatum being hurt throws a whole X factor into all this as well. But he just traded for Drew Holiday 2 years ago and then gave him an extension and then was forced to trade him again. He got Kristaps Porzingis. He traded Marcus Smart, who was with Stevens his whole career, and it was the longest 10 years. He trades him away for Porzingis, and now they're like, yeah, get rid of him too. So I can't imagine Stevens is loving this. I mean, sure, people like challenges. This is certainly that, but it's got to be just so frustrating for him because he's like, I built a great roster, and now it's not like these guys are choosing to leave. I'm being told I got to get rid of them.
So we'll continue to monitor any news from Brad Stevens' press conference today. The reason he's meeting with the media is the Porzingis and Holiday deals were finalized officially, not just reportedly, but officially finalized. So now he's meeting with the media, and you have to wonder if more shoes will drop. Although Stevens is certainly making it sound like this is what it's going to be going forward. The Celtics win total, by the way, took a massive nosedive from a year ago. They're at 43.5, which would put them closer to a 6 seed than a top 4 seed, Keith. This is at MGM. A year ago, they were 58.5 going into the year. So that's a significant hit to their win total. You can weigh in, 617-779-7937. If you missed our tiers, home run derby winners since 2000, those are up at Jones and Keith. Seek those out on socials. With the Red Sox, Keith, somehow, some way, they're better.
These guys?
They're better all of a sudden without Rafael Devers, and maybe that's too strong to say, and we don't know it, to say that they're actually better off without Devers. I thought they could be. Breslow felt they could be. You felt they could be. Mm-hmm. Right now, the offense is rolling without Devers. Can we say that? Like that's fair to say. They figured out their offense without Devers.
The offense is cruising. Now, you could say, well, it's Cincinnati, Washington, Colorado.
I think that's fair.
It is 100% fair. We need to point it out, but I think we also need to point out that they weren't exactly dominating the bad teams before.
Nope.
Right? Like even some of the games they'd score runs, they would still lose those games. So the fact that they're beating those teams is still a good sign. We marked it. The time they traded Devers away.
For instance, yeah, with Devers against the White Sox in early April, they scored 1, 2, and 3 runs. They scored six runs in a series against the White Sox. Yeah. So with Devers, they weren't beating up on crappy teams.
Blackjack McDowell and Bobby Thigpen.
No,
this ain't your older brother's Chicago White Sox. This is the current White Sox. So, you know, that part was good to see. But we marked it at the time. They swept the Yankees and then traded Devers away on June 15th. They were one game over 500. Mm-hmm. They've played 20 games since. They are now currently 2 games over 500. Hmm. So it's not like significantly better, but what happened was they had that long losing streak and they've been able to dig themselves out of it. The you know, 2 losses in a row to Devers, right at the end of the San Francisco series, and then the inexplicable sweep by the Angels was like, is this going to be rock bottom? They dipped to 3 games under 500, and I think a lot of fans were like, that's it for me, like, see you later. And then they were able to turn it around. And on the horizon, you have a guy like Alex Bregman returning. You got some of your young guys, specifically Roman Anthony, turning things around at the plate, getting a lot more comfortable. And you're like, okay, they're taking advantage of the easier schedule, which they weren't doing before. And you're looking around the landscape of the American League, I'm feeling pretty good.
Roman Anthony, his numbers as a 21-year-old in the big leagues. He has a higher batting average, higher OPS, more RBIs, same amount of home runs as Devers in a San Francisco Giants uniform.
Yeah. Guys, killing it.
That may not last.
No, I know.
But how are they gonna replace Rafi Devers? How are they gonna? They can't be better without Rafael Devers. That doesn't make sense. How could they do it?
Well, they are facing the two worst pitching staffs in all of baseball.
Okay, they that are, helps. But again, I just illustrated, with against the White Sox with Devers, they scored 6 runs in a 3-game series and lost 2 out of 3. So, like, I don't know. Like, they didn't score against crappy teams earlier
with,
this year.
The Yankees with Judge got shut out 2 or 3 times against the Yankees. I mean, the Angels.
Yeah.
So, it's a weird – I just don't – that I can't really equate, because Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball. The Yankees are getting shut out with him.
Here's what I know. The Red Sox are a game over 500 without Devers. They're now 2 games over 500 overall. They're scoring more runs per game without Devers than they were with him. Meanwhile, the Giants went from 10 games over to 500.
He's
over
sabotaging
500.
The Giants.
They're 2 games under 500, 9-11 with the Giants.
He's sabotaging the Giants.
They're hanging on to a wild card spot after making a run at the division when they traded for him.
Yeah.
They're barely hanging on to a wild card spot. They're averaging less than 4 runs a game with Devers, who's hitting 240, 735 OPS, 2 homers, 9 RBIs. Right now, 20 games in for the Giants, 19 for the Red Sox. Red Sox are better. Giants are worse. Bregman is going to return, hopefully soon. And on top of that, you're hopefully also going to make trades at the deadline. There's a lot of caveats in there.
Yeah.
But right now, looking at the snapshot, that's what it is. And part of it is Rafael Devers, the teammate. Some of it was clogging up the roster, which was a lesser concern of mine, but a concern all the same. And some of it was Devers, the teammate, which, by the way, is carrying over to San Francisco. Let's play this for you again. Will Fleming,
amazing,
yesterday, WEEI Afternoons. Devers said he's going to play wherever, right, Keith? I'm not making
anywhere
that up.
Anywhere the team wants
anywhere
me.
Anywhere you need me. Such
team
a
first.
Good teammate.
That's great.
This is the honeymoon phase. What happened 2 games into his Giants tenure?
Everyone out there, of course, because they've been dying to get big hitters, and they think he's going to win them divisions and hit a bunch. He's going to hit home runs. Of course he is. They don't yet know what is going to happen with the player. I was there the second day.
Oh.
Will Clark was there to work on ground balls with him at first base, and Raffy didn't show up. So that's the person that these guys have been dealing with.
Okay,
incredible. Stands up Will Clark. Will Clark is trying to help you play first base.
So
who better to learn from?
What, we should keep
Will the Thrill Clark.
We should keep track of the Rafael Devers ghost list. Cora, in the offseason.
Cora, yep, good one.
No.
Ortiz.
Yep.
Rafi, did you reply to David Ortiz when he texted you? I'm trying to remember.
No.
Oh, no, you didn't.
No.
What about, hey, Rafi, you want to go work out with Giants legend Will Clark at first base?
No.
Gold glove winning first baseman.
You would think that'd be a good person to learn from.
Will the Thrill Clark.
So the ghost list, as far as I know, is up to 3.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not good. And that was early. We thought the honeymoon phase might last a little bit longer. A lot of time was when a disgruntled player goes
somewhere
else.
The day before, he was like, I'll play wherever they need me. And the next day, Will Clark is ready to go through the paces and work out at first base.
Well, didn't
and
he work
blows
out
him off
once at first base?
That sounds,
he worked out once the first day.
That sounds right.
Yeah, and he's like, all right, I'm done with this. Yeah.
Hammies are sore.
Oh, the Red Sox are gone? I could stop pretending that I have a good teammate? All right, nice. I'm done. Does he ever play the field?
Glutes are barking at me, guys. I can't get out there.
I need to focus on my strikeouts.
Does he ever play the field?
No.
Yeah,
I would agree with
Rafi. I agree. You got it. you got it. He's not playing the field. If you asked me this a couple weeks ago, I'd say sure. Especially in the middle of that Red Sox series. I'm out of spite. Yeah. Bare minimum, he'll play first base. Third base, he'll do something. Now, no. Never playing it again.
You think Buster Posey is like, this is a good... I mean... For them, they didn't give up anything. They didn't really – I mean, we'll see what Kyle Harrison ends up being, but they didn't really give up anything. But they are paying this guy's full freight.
Look, I don't know how, like – I don't know Giants fans super well,
no.
Right? I don't know that fan base super well. My wife is, I guess, kind of a Giants fan. She doesn't really care.
But we had Will Fleming's brother
– sick brag, bro.
Dave on the show, who is the broadcaster for the Giants, and he was at the time very excited about Devers.
Like, he's the best hitter in baseball.
He's like, he's got more like extra base hits than like anybody since whatever year. Right. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, who cares?
How good is he? He's overrated. He is. He's always been overrated.
Definitely not underrated, which would make him overrated.
No, he's not that. But yeah, I mean, I can't imagine he's getting a whole lot better. So as he ages and, you know, he never shows up in shape. Like, what's he going to look like in even 2 years? Just like a big old DH hitting 22 home runs a year? Like,
blowing.
You can find those guys anywhere.
Blowing off Will Clark to go work out
and
in
clearly,
the field.
Clearly, I didn't even think his contract was as bad until you found out that baseball viewed it as that.
Only
they
one,
were like, what?
Only one team would take it on.
Yeah.
Which means, I mean, the Red Sox signed him to it. They didn't want to. Only one team would take it on, which means 28 other teams think it's a crummy deal.
You know, Will Clark hit 303 for his career.
I mean, nice. Yeah. I was a little surprised he said he won a gold glove, not to disparage the man's career.
He won a gold glove and two silver sluggers.
Well, I was going to say, real sweet swing. I mean, that I knew. Six-time I knew that All-Star, about Will Clark, yeah.
Runner-up in the MVP in 1989.
Now,
not bad.
I asked you this earlier. Do you think if it was JT Snow at first base, Devers would have said no?
Yeah, he would have been there early.
I think.
Like, I get tips from JT Snow?
If it's JT Snowman? Snow throwing around the leather.
Yeah.
I think you want to go here.
Best defensive first baseman of all time. Doug Minkiewicz.
Minkiewicz. JT Snow. You want to Mount Rushmore of sure. defensive first baseman?
Yeah.
Not Dr. Strangelove.
Can't be him.
Stonefingers, what they call him?
Can't be Stonefingers. Yeah, Hank Aaron gave him that name.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Who else?
Don Mattingly could pick it.
Oh, Mattingly. Good
Mattingly
glove over at first. Yeah.
Keith Hernandez known for his glove.
Yep, that's a good one, too. Good target.
Yep, great target.
Yep.
Those guys would have to be in the mix.
I think we got it.
Snowman.
Hernandez, Snow, Mattingly,
okay.
Doug Minkiewicz.
That's it.
Eddie Murray won a couple of gold gloves.
All right, calm down.
Bleacher Report did one of these lists in 2018.
For the best first base, they had a list
defensive.
Of this?
Defensive. Casey Kochman.
Oh, Kochman.
Good glove.
Yeah, Kochman.
He was here.
Yeah, Mark sure Grace.
Oh, yeah. Say it again.
Mark Grace.
Mark Grace.
Mark Grace
was nice.
Oh, real good glove over there. Yeah.
John Olerud.
Yeah, he could stretch.
Oh, Olerud.
I love the fact that the photo they have of Olerud is him with the Red Sox.
Nice.
Helmet.
Helmet on in the field. Got to have
helmet on
all the time.
Yeah. He always wore the helmet.
Someone called Vic Powell. Played in the 50s and 60s.
I'm sorry?
Vic Power?
Vic Power.
Nice.
Wow.
Teixeira is on this list.
Ooh.
Dude, Vic Power.
Teixeira was a good target.
Helton.
How long is this list?
10.
Oh, 10. Top 10.
So number four, JT
Snow.
Helton
was good at first, was he? Oh, there we go. Now we're talking.
Helton was good, yeah.
Yeah, so number three, Don Mattingly.
Yep.
Mattingly. We had him on our list.
Number two, Pujols.
Pujols?
I never thought defense when I think Pujols.
No, I'm not putting Pujols on my
Keith
list.
Keith Hernandez, number one.
All right, three.
This is Bleacher Report 2018.
All right, that's pretty legit.
Sleeping on Doug Minkiewicz, yeah. But a pretty good list there.
They have Joe Pepitone? No?
Didn't make the cut.
All right. Just asking.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we finalized our Mount Rushmore.
That's pretty good. Hosmer was good.
By the way, it's also juxtaposed with Devers not working out at first base and Bregman, while he's on his way back from the IL, coaching up Roman Anthony. That visual of him coaching up Roman Anthony, chatting with Marcelo Meyer,
yeah.
What they have to say about him, what he has to say about them. We'll get to some of that coming up because it sounds like the Red Sox are about to get Alex Bregman back, which would be yet another boost to this team. So are you buying in that the Red Sox have turned it around? Post Rafael Devers, how are they better off? At least through 20 games, 19 games in the Red Sox case. How are they better off without Rafael Devers?
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Roman, last question. You mentioned Alex Bregman. We know how big he is for so many guys on this team, but having him come back and on the field this week, how important is that going to be?
It's huge. You know, he's like a coach in there right now. He's awesome. And, you know, he's such a great baseball brain. He's been such a huge help to me since spring training, really, even talking to me when I'm in the minor leagues, you know, helping me game plan, helping me just, you know, go in there with a plan every day. He's got so much knowledge, and he helps each and every one of us. So just to get him back in this lineup, we obviously know what he is as a player, and he's a winner, and, you know, we're super excited to have him back.
Roman Anthony last night. Smoked another tater, Keith. That thing was a bomb. Deep part of the field, deep center field for Roman Anthony, off the lefty, no less.
Pretty good.
Thought we were going to lose Wally up there on the wall.
Guy's a maniac. Just risking his life for a home run celebration.
Roman Anthony, this is more, and this is a tiny, tiny sample size, but looking at Roman Anthony's splits, we were just talking about this off the air. And I think there's a couple of tangible benefits to Rafael Devers being off the team. One, bad teammate wasn't looking out for the team, was looking out for himself, which I guess is his right. But I didn't necessarily want that around anymore, never mind with young players like Roman Anthony. I think that was one benefit of moving off Devers. I think the other was you really freed up your roster to get a guy like Anthony in the lineup every day.
Yeah.
Roman Anthony has 9 starts as a DH. He's hitting .424 in those starts.
DH him.
As an outfielder, he's hitting .137.
All right. Well, he's also playing right field. He's willing to play a spot that's not his natural position out there.
And I do think some of that, again, is misleading. I'll acknowledge this because
smaller
he played outfield
too.
A lot when he first came up. And now he's more, he's been DHing more probably as he's learning the league. So I do think some of that is misleading, but I'd imagine there's a comfort level to just, hey, today you're going to go hit. And I don't want Anthony to never play the outfield again because I can already hear people going, well, Jones, I thought you wanted roster flexibility, and if Anthony's just
DH,
you won't have it. But I don't need Anthony in the outfield every day. I never needed that. I don't know how good of an outfielder he's ever going to be. Never mind in right field where he was before Abreu came back. Left field, maybe he's ticketed for if they move Duran, and maybe that's a better fit for him at least at Fenway Park. But I would try to get him in the lineup, situated, get his feet under him, and then I'd start putting more outfield on his plate. He doesn't need to play it every day of the week, but 2-3 days a week I think would be fine. You're not stunting his development by DHing him and playing a few days in the outfield, but right now, him as your DH, he's been locked in, and you know he's a big reason why the offense is clicking.
But this also has to be a year where you're going for the playoffs, and so it's not just about
development.
Like, that's important, but we were talking about this yesterday with Marcelo Meyer. If Marcelo Meyer has to play a lot of second base the rest of the season, or maybe even play a little first base, it's not ideal. It's not how you drew it up, but it might be your best option. It might be your best way of being competitive all season and maybe making the playoffs. And it's the same thing with Roman Anthony. Maybe, you know, the next 10 years he's your starting left fielder, but you're going to look back on it and be like, well, his rookie year he played right field and DH. Okay. That's what it is. Xander Bogaerts played third base in 2013. That was not his position long term, but you got his bat in the lineup, and based on the other players that you had, that was your best bet. So, you know, DH will be open. I don't think you're going to have one guy DH every single game for a week. You know, when Alex Bregman comes back, maybe you have him DH a few games here and there so he's not in the field every single game. Masataka Yoshida's coming back. He'll DH some of those games against righties. Roman Anthony, because you still have 4 starting outfielders and obviously 3 spots, so one of those guys will probably DH as well. You know, we saw Roman Anthony in the outfield his first game. Maybe not a Gold Glover. Wouldn't crack our list.
No.
With Torrey Hunter and Jim Edmonds. It wouldn't be on there. But yeah, at least his bat is heating up, which has got to give him a lot of confidence, which also I think will also help him in the field because he's just going to feel more like he belongs in the major league.
So look, I think the way they're rolling right now is interesting, and they are beating up on bad competition. That's certainly fair to point out. But as Keith and I have said, the Angels stink. They dropped 5 out of 6 against them. The White Sox stink. They only won 4 of 7 yeah. against the White Sox. So they haven't exactly been beating up on bad competition. This actually is progress for this team, even while acknowledging it's not the best competition they're going up against. I mean, the Rockies are arguably one of the worst teams in the history of the sport.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Bregman last night, what Anthony was responding to was that scene of Bregman coming over and talking with Anthony and Meyer after the home run. Bregman, after the game, spoke about a timeline for his return. He also spoke about some of the young kids and the impact they're making. Here's what Bregman had to say about not just Roman Anthony, but also Marcelo Meyer and Seydon Rafaela. Again, this is Bregman, Nick, after the game, if we have it.
Well, it means a lot, but they're great players, and they're going to be stars in this league for a long time. And it's been fun watching them and talking the game with them, and just how seeing how focused they are on wanting to improve as players and wanting to win baseball games is special. I think the last week, 10 days, has been an example of what we feel like this team is capable of. And I think the future is extremely bright here, and looking forward to continuing to play with those guys. But yeah, it's been fun to watch them go about their business.
So, I don't know. That just feels a lot different than Rafael Devers.
Well, it's polar opposite. Now, it doesn't mean that every single guy needs to be like that. I feel like that's very unique. There are not many guys. It is just amazing in a year where there is so much drama with Devers. You have somebody that has the exact opposite approach and personality and trying to relate with the young players. And it happened the second he got there. And you're like, it almost felt fake because not a lot of players do it. But now it's been months and months and months of this, and it was what Alex Cora was telling everybody about when they first signed him. So you're like, all right, this is what he is. And again, I don't think you need 25 guys like this. However, if you're relying on a lot of young guys, I think it is important to have at least one of those guys in the clubhouse that sort of not only leads by example, but is literally there, like, walking them through how to be a big leaguer.
And, you know, not for nothing, Manny Ramirez was putting up numbers before, you know, they started winning anything, right? And so you needed somebody with bigger status in the game, or at least within the clubhouse. Then Manny couldn't be the guy, the leader in the clubhouse. He couldn't be that guy, the guy people look to, the highest paid guy, this and that, the guy with the most status. So bringing in more people around Manny, I think, allowed Manny to just kind of blend in and just go hit for his numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, Devers early in his career is a young player, but when you have Betts and Bogarts and guys like this, Devers could just blend in. He couldn't blend in on this team. He was the longest tenured player. He was the highest paid player. Subtracting him and letting it become Bregman's team, I think there is a benefit to that. When it comes to Bregman and his return, Keith, you wouldn't play him until after the All-Star break, right? You said that earlier?
Yeah, I think right now you want him back, obviously, as soon as possible, but it's one of these injuries that he's had before. It came back. It knocked him out for a real long time a couple seasons ago. And I would just say, because you have that built-in break where you don't have any games, I would just have him target that first game back after the deadline. You got these games with Colorado. You won the first one. Hopefully, you at least win this series. Sweep the series.
So let's.
If you were playing worse, maybe it'd be different.
That's what I was going to say. Let's play a worst case scenario. Yeah. They lose the next two to the Rockies. Well, would you change your mind and rush them back a little bit?
Yeah, maybe I would. And be like, okay, at least DH or something along those lines.
I wouldn't anticipate that. I'm not projecting that, but I'm just trying to play it out.
Yeah.
I do think because they're playing well, maybe they're looking at it and saying, maybe it's best if we're just really cautious here. To me, my answer would be, if he's cleared, play him against Tampa. Doesn't need to play every game. Doesn't need to play every game in the field, as you said earlier.
Yeah, maybe that would make it easier.
Maybe you DH on Thursday, game off on Friday, try a game in the field over the weekend, another game at DH. You play in like 3 out of 4. Maybe the first game back, you don't even play a full game. Or like we said, you DH and you don't mm-hmm. play any of it in the field. And there's a way to ease him in, because he's not going to go on a rehab assignment, it doesn't sound like. But at worst, he's going to be back, according to him, the first game after the All-Star break. And I think if it were up to him, he'd be out there right now playing against the Rockies. It's the team kind of holding him back. And if he's not cleared, that's fair to do. But that's how I'd handle it. The second he's cleared, get back out there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's got to be going nuts not playing, because he's having such a good season too. And not even getting into the contract stuff, but I mean, that's also part of it. He was having like an MVP caliber season. He still made the All-Star team. surprisingly enough, even though he's missed 40 games this year. So I'm sure he's dying to get back, but I don't know, just one of those kind of injuries that you don't want to, you know, pop the muscle again. And you're like, all right, now you're back on the shelf for however long. So I'd be as cautious as possible.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Ted in Miami. Hello, Ted.
Yes. Hi. So nobody's really talked about Anthony being so tall, being athletic, playing first base.
Ah.
And since he got Abreu in right field, who is a gold glove, and I don't think Anthony at this point clearly is not the fielder that Abreu is. Abreu's got a great arm. And then don't get rid of Duran. And he's the excitement. Last year, he was the only reason to watch the team. And he's got a certain kind of special talent that I don't think we can replace.
Yeah, well, a year ago, he certainly did.
He's been worse this year.
Forget Anthony at first. They're not going to do it. But what would you do at first?
I would probably... I guess it depends on what you're doing at second, too, right? Like, there's sort of the whole right side of the infield. What is your plan going forward? Because I think Marcelo Meyer... So let's say Bregman's back at third soon, right? So the left side's all set. So now you're saying, what do you do? And that's why I think Meyer, who's a natural shortstop, has already proven that he's willing to play anywhere. So you got to get his bat going a little bit, but I'm probably putting him at one of the two spots. Maybe it's second base. Maybe you end up going with a platoon, and maybe it's Romy Gonzalez and Meyer, or it's Romy Gonzalez and Toro, and you just sort of keep that together for as long as you can, and you have like those three guys for those two spots. We actually have talked about Roman Anthony in the past. The guy's only an outfielder, so he's not going to play. We're not moving him to the infield. But yeah, the Yoshida thing was fun, and they even tried it out. We kind of joked about that. I don't think that's going to happen. But I think it's some combination of Romy, Toro, and maybe even Meyer, depending on how long those guys keep hitting.
Yeah, barring a move. Like, I would be all for them
trade a guy, yeah.
adding a right-handed bat at first base. I'd be all for that. But short of that, like piecing together what they have now, I think the Toro thing is working pretty well at first, to be honest. Yeah. Maybe you platoon, like you said, Romy bouncing between those two spots, and Meyer would play some second base. I think at this point, and I kicked and screamed before, I wanted Meyer to go to shortstop. I think Story's playing well enough there now.
Yeah, and he's hitting.
I would back off on that.
Yep.
I know Story had the error last night, but I would say leave him at short. Bregman obviously is ticketed for third. Once he's back and healthy and up on his feet.
Well, even like a month ago, I was like, you could move Rafael to second, and then that opens up your three outfield spots.
But now,
I'm leaving him there. Nope, moving him there.
We've been getting a text. I feel like we have done this. We've been getting a text the last couple of days. Where's your mea culpa on Rafael?
Oh, yeah, no, my bad. He's an everyday player.
He's an everyday player in center field. Don't move him. He's not a utility player. He's red hot. He homered again last night. He's a big reason the offense is turning it around.
Somebody texted in more like, say, dong, Rafaela.
Nice.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
Nope. If Will wants to work that one in, he can.
Honestly, how have we not
say dong, Rafaela? Well, he hasn't hit us as many home runs. Now it's on the mind because he hits a home run every night.
Dong.
Everybody talks about it now. So,
okay, but I think that's the plan moving forward. You leave Story there. Bregman's at third. Some sort of platoon, like you said, at second. Toro's hitting enough for now at first.
I was going to say Toro.
I wouldn't
Romy
expect that to be long term.
Right.
But regardless, I wouldn't put Roman Anthony.
He's been doing it.
Yeah. I wouldn't put Roman Anthony there, though. That's one I would not do.
Nope.
617-779-7937. We'll keep an eye on anything else Celtics-related after Brad Stevens spoke earlier today. We'll get back to Drake May and our expectations for the Patriots quarterback going into year two. Training camp just a couple of weeks away for the Pats. And on the way next, it's a Tuesday, 12:45, which means it's time for the Madness, Kiefer Madness.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe is a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Let me tell you something. I played at a high level myself. Two MVPs.
Nice.
David Ortiz. Chris Bosh.
Oh, nice release. All right, here we go. Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You know what that was actually in reference to?
It's got to be from training camp. Receiver shaking
nice
free.
Nice release.
No?
No.
This is that the ready? Shooting competition?
Yeah, ready for the brag? My first three-point attempt during the shooting contest.
Oh.
Brian Scalabrine. Now, I bricked the shot, something terrible, but it looked good going out of the hand.
That's all right.
So I was like, all right.
It's half the game right there.
I'll take that.
Ray Allen.
So
the misses, the release, the misses look the same as the makes. It was all about that form.
Oh, yeah. Don't look at where the ball's going. Just the form, the whole thing.
Gooseneck.
Former NBA player. Really, the headline. Former NBA player impressed by my shot.
Gooseneck hanging.
Sure.
That's how you do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Jones, let's go down under, shall we?
Sure.
Australia.
Okay.
We're talking about Australia.
That's what you meant.
The ones where they explode, it's white explosion.
What?
I heard that the other morning. I did hear that.
Was that during our show?
I'm sorry. No, that was Mego. I'm sorry. I'm getting that confused with another.
Fireworks.
I was getting confused with another drop, actually.
Good Lord.
Yes. No, that was
clean it up a little bit.
The end of a fireworks show. Everybody's favorite.
All right. So we're going to Australia. And we're going to be talking about. No, we're not talking blue. Something going on. We got bad criminals once again. We got dumb criminals in the news down in Australia.
A couple of amateur arsonists are being sought by police after setting a Burwood beauty salon alight.
Salon. I do like how they
the
say
whole
that.
Thing
yeah,
is
it's
electric.
Nice. Yeah, let me hear that again.
What an absolute start. There's alliteration. The accent makes it sound even better.
Yeah.
And then there's a word at the end, which I wouldn't normally hear.
A couple of amateur arsonists are being sought by police after setting a Burwood beauty salon alight.
A light. Oh, a light. I didn't know what that was. Like, I was setting it a lot. I was like, what does that even mean?
No, setting it alight.
Yeah.
A blaze.
Yes.
Yes.
So I'm like, okay, we got something here.
Okay.
We got a real story on our hands.
Yeah.
As the men made their escape last month, they were captured on fire themselves.
Ooh, kind of sinister there.
That is quite a tease.
So you have arsonists, which again, when you play with fire, Jones, you got to be prepared to get burned.
Yep.
And that's what these gentlemen did. They went out with the idea of setting a business on fire. They let themselves on fire. Firework mishaps happen all the time.
All the
sadly.
Time. All the time.
And this is another one of those cases where it's like maybe you weren't prepared to be handling the fire. Maybe that shouldn't have been your thing.
At Shireen Skin Beauty Salon in Burwood, there is nothing pretty about this.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Already kind of clowning on these guys. Well, beauty salon.
Yeah, I get
but
it.
But nothing pretty.
I get it.
Right? Because sure. These guys are, they've been maimed by fire.
I was just trying to figure out what that noise was.
Well, we do have some surveillance videos.
That was kicking the door open.
Yeah. Oh. So Brian has some videos. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, you see these two morons that have like the gallon of gasoline. Uh-huh. They're trying to, this guy just takes it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
He slips on the gas that he poured on the floor.
And like.
Yeah, it's out of a bad movie.
Like,
yeah.
Smashed his head on the ground.
Oh, concussion.
Like that
protocol.
Guy is just.
He's in the blue tent.
Oh, big time. Wow.
He's got the track suit on. He's got the hood up. He's trying to just get everything covered in gasoline.
Oh,
he goes down. Not great. Not great.
Wow. Two men, one jerry can in an after-hours arson attempt.
Oh, so that, I wonder if also is a joke. Sorry, let me play that again from the start. So this is the on-scene reporter.
At Shireen Skin Beauty Salon in Burwood, there is nothing pretty about this. Two men, one jerry can in an after-hours arson attempt.
Two men, one jerry can.
I've heard that twice. I still don't know what you said.
Two men, one jerry can? I don't know if that's an old reference.
I've never watched that video.
No. Skip it.
Yeah.
Skip that one. You don't want that in the algorithm.
But smooth criminals, they are not.
Oh.
Oh my God, this is a joke. Like, sucked in.
We are dealing with amateurs.
So this guy's an all-timer. So they have like the lady that owns the shop. And then they also have like one of the police that they're talking to. And he talks in like short sound bites. Almost like Keanu Reeves in a movie.
Perfect.
Like, just real quick, give me three words. I'll hammer.
Sucked in.
We are dealing with amateurs.
Fair enough.
These are not professional
arsonists.
Fair
enough. Okay, very good.
Okay.
We are dealing with amateurs.
But wait, there's more. Who needs high-vis when you're lighting up the street?
Did you get any of that?
I got the second half. When you're lighting up, what did you say at first? Who needs what when you're lighting up the street?
I don't know.
High viz?
But wait, there's more. Who needs high viz when you're lighting up the street?
What language?
I need
is
subtitle.
This? Yeah, me
I
too.
Got absolutely no
high
idea.
High viz? Visibility?
I have no idea.
What did she say?
I like those reflector jackets.
Yeah, maybe.
It's clear that one of them was on fire.
That's not like I says. He's just like, real quick.
It's clear. Yeah. There's no question. We had no question. That's a man on fire.
That was your 4th of July party.
It's clear that one of them was on fire.
Okay, all right, maybe a little too hot. Right.
Police say the June 13 arson attempt on Burwood Road was targeted.
Undeterred by setting themselves on fire, police say these bumbling bandits have been back, attempting to re-enter the salon just last week.
So they got away, the bumbling bandits got away, then came back.
Well, that might have something to do with the concussion.
So I feel like if
maybe that really questionable judgment at that point.
He's like, I left my phone in there.
Yeah.
I need to get back in. Yeah. I got to find my phone.
Oh, my.
I feel like if you're going to have like a calling card of some sort, this is where like wet bandits, sticky bandits, a lot safer. Like, hey, I'm going to go in there and just like turn the faucets on. But if you're like, I'm going to be the burn guy, like, yeesh. Dangerous game you're playing.
That's a real dangerous game. Yeah. You're right. The wet and sticky bandits.
It's safer.
They knew what they were doing.
Safer.
Yeah.
I know I joke about it and I laugh about it, but I wake up at night. Like, I have a security guard in here. I'm constantly looking over my shoulder.
I get the second half of all of this.
Yeah,
the first half is...
She's like, we're making fun of these idiots, but I'm scared of them.
Okay.
Like, they're coming over to my business trying to burn it down.
Right.
So I'm worried about it. I'm up at night thinking
No spoilers here, but are there any theories as to what's going on?
Well, I know you have a theory.
Yeah. You're darn right I do.
Inside job.
Yeah, I don't know.
It hasn't been ruled out, but it hasn't been confirmed either.
Hasn't ruled in, maybe.
Yeah.
Like dousing the property in accelerant and forcing 40 people to evacuate their homes, the attempt to burn down the business was a flop.
A flob?
A flob.
A flob.
Flub?
No, flob.
Is that what it translates to in Australia?
She said flop.
Flop.
You think she said flop?
Yeah.
One more time.
That sounded like flop.
It's an Australian accent. It's not going
to
sound like
flop. To burn down the business was a flob.
Flob. It's like I don't have keys. I have fobs.
You have a fob.
A flob.
Yeah,
I have a couple of flobs on my keychain. Yeah,
it was a flob.
Yeah. Caught on camera tonight, police are describing the pair as possible guns for hire. that failed to fire, urging them to come forward.
We don't want to be hot on your trail.
Ruth Williams, Nine News.
He literally had, they talked to the police officer three times, and I think he said 10 words.
Zinger, zinger, zinger.
We don't want to be hot on your trail.
In your face.
Let me tell you, I agree with Dark and Stormy Nights. If you're watching the video on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, the guy on fire running out of there, it makes him look faster. Yeah. I mean, you look a lot, well, I've never run on fire. I don't really wish to be set on fire and then go for a run. But if I did, I would look faster. That guy looks fast.
On fire and a single-digit jersey?
Yeah. Oh,
so
man.
Fast.
Yeah.
Oh, so fast.
Look out, Carl Lewis.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Exactly.
Hey, can we go to Renee in the truck?
Yes.
Real quick, Renee in the truck has maybe a help here.
Renee, hello.
Hey, boys, what's going on? Hey. First time caller on your show.
Thanks for coming on. What do you got?
All right, so what's with these Aussie news people? They speak in puns, including the police.
Yeah.
So everything was a pun. But the jerry can, you know, the gas can on the back of a Jeep?
Yeah.
Right? Your extra gas can, that's a jerry can.
That's a jerry can.
Very good. I don't know what it's called that.
And then, hold on. And then the other thing is, no need for high vis when you're lighting up the street, meaning the dude was running like Richard Pryor down the street, so he didn't need high visibility jumpsuits.
Got it. Very good. All right, Renee, good stuff. First time.
Very good. Thank you, boys.
First time, long time. Very Welcome good. Back anytime yep. there, Renee. Good info.
What did you think of your first appearance on with Jones and Keefe?
We are dealing with amateurs.
Fair enough. Not bad.
Okay, that's a jerry can.
Good breakdown.
Education.
Yeah, a jerry can.
I never owned a Jeep. I didn't realize that's what you call that.
If you did own a Jeep.
Sick brag, bro.
I also don't own a Jeep.
Yeah.
But if I did own a Jeep, I would have
the spare tire right on the back.
Not only would I have the spare tire on the back, but I would have the Jurassic Park logo on the back, because that's what they drove in the original, and they have that. I saw a guy on the highway, like a 95 the other day, with the Jurassic Park.
I was behind this guy from Maine for...
Sick brag, bro.
For 4 hours is what I was about to say.
How's that guy doing?
He barely noticed. And so, but on the...
I can
on
be
the,
hard down low.
On the spare tire, it said, Bigfoot thinks you're not real is what it said.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad.
No, it's a good thing to look at for 4 hours.
I feel terrible for that guy.
The guy from Maine. Yeah.
Well said, though. Right.
Yeah, I don't expect to hear that later this week.
We don't want to be hot on your trail.
Very good. There's the madness.
All right.
The Australian madness today.
It's undeterred by setting themselves on fire, police say these bumbling bandits have been back.
It's clear that one of them was on fire.
Okay, good stuff in the madness.
As the men made their escape last month, they were captured on fire themselves.
Themselves.
Ooh. Intriguing.
All right, good stuff every Tuesday in the madness, Kiefer Madness. A lot of Thursdays as well. You can usually check in for that. You ever want to make your first phone call, madness is a good time to do
that. Why not?
As well.
Phone line's always open. Okay. We take calls during grab bag, too. We got to put that out. So I know a lot of people are just like, hey, I want to listen.
Yeah.
Feel free to get involved.
Partake.
Get involved.
You go ahead and partake. 617-779-7937. We have your feedback there. Let's get back to the Patriots and Drake May. Is there a year two breakout incoming? We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.